Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin juggles the ball. That's an error on McLaughlin. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Agee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. AG takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin fires to first and picks off AG. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rose reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. McRae reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball towards left. McRae settles under the ball, and drops it? That's an error on McRae. Singleton moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 2 in the game. Corrales hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for John Matlack. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Don Hahn pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hahn moves to second. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hahn scores. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Agee goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Tom Seaver now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Dave Concepcion pinch runs for Lee May. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to third. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0-for-3 in the game. Corrales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Concepcion now playing second base. Tony Perez now playing first base. Jimmy Stewart now playing third base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton strikes out. Corrales drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Singleton out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.